Hello.
Hey, I'm speaking with Paul.
Moment.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm speaking
Hello.
With Paul. Hello. Hello, Paul.
I'm sorry.
This is Patrick, and this is I'm calling you from Penguin Book Writers. How are you, Paul?
You're calling me from whom?
I'm calling from Penguin Book Writers. This is Patrick Anderson here. Hello?
I don't understand you. I'm sorry. I don't understand where you're calling from, sir.
I'm calling from Penguin Book Writers. This is Patrick Anderson, your project manager. We are in the touch with the on the email with regard to your book marketing. You got me?
What was the name of the group you're with? Just a second, sir.
Okay, so...
Penguin? Are you with Penguin?
Yeah. Penguin.
Penguin.
Yeah, sir. How are you?
Okay. I'm fine.
Okay.
Are you arranging to get my money back? Are you arranging to have my money back?
Exactly. But I just got to know that from my finance team that you hit for the dispute with your bank. Because
what?
I just got to know from my finance team that you were hit for the dispute, against the payment of for the 7,000. As you remember that we already scheduled a call for it with the compliance team that tomorrow they're going to call you and they're going to process your refund, 7,000. But I just got to know from my compliance team that you reach out to your bank for the refund.
Okay. I really don't understand where this conversation is going, sir.
I am asking about the marketing services that you were on board.
Yes, and what you guys said that you were going to do, and what you did was it was a joke. I mean, I would be ashamed if I was you people to put that kind of. Obviously, you never read the books. The synopsis you sent was ridiculous. I want my money back.
And
I don't understand what the problem is.
And I promise you that if on Tuesday, if you remember that on Friday, I have emailed you that on Tuesday, our compliance team is available and they are looking forward to have words with you. I have mentioned the date and timing on the email, but everything I have mentioned over there, but I just got to know that you reach out to your bank for the refund. So there's the reason that we already had a notification over the email that I processed everything to the compliance team, and compliance team is ready to refund all the money, the 7,000 that we committed you. And for tomorrow at 4 p.m. EST, they scheduled the call with you. But I just got to know that.
Are you calling me or I'm calling you?
We are going to call you. Our compliance manager.
Okay, 4 o'clock tomorrow. Okay.
Exactly. Okay. She is going to call you. And I will provide her number too, but I just got to know that did you reach a bank for the refund process?
No, we put it on the credit card. We want to refund it back on the credit card.
You asked your for the credit card back, the money?
We would like the money put back on the credit card, yes, sir.
Exactly. Is it possible because we all already processed the your progress to the compliance team, and compliance team, the process is quite simple. The compliance team is going to call you. They're going to take all the details necessary, and then they only have words with you, and then they will process all the 7,000 amount to your account, right? Well, I just got a notification from my finance team that you reach your bank and you hit for the dispute against this payment, and that's the reason that I am chasing you, that we already had this case, and
We have said nothing to our bank about dispute. You have?
Okay.
Oh, you did. Hang on. Let me just say it. Talk to Sandy.
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Hello? Yes. I just today disputed that charge because I've been trying for over a week now to get our money back.
I'm just
and I have a bill to pay.
I totally understand, ma'am, but you know what, this is something, you know what, it's created a bad reputation even for us and even for me to present myself in front of the company and everything, because you know what, I discussed everything on Paul over the email that I scheduled the call with him that by Tuesday we are going to refund all the money to your account, and it's our commitment. Because obviously the process is quite simple. We have to go through with everything, and then once the compliance team is involved, they have all the details of you. And by tomorrow, we are already scheduled a call at 4 p.m. EST. Then they're gonna give you a call and process all the refund. But you know what? I just got to know that you reached a bank for the dispute, and this is something like a quite bad impression for us. So I'm just reaching out to you for this case that. Is it possible that if you can just repay the amount, or we can press the refund by tomorrow?
I will contact the bank.
Can you please?
But I'm not. I'm not real comfortable because.
I totally understand, but this is my words to you that, you know what, if you are over the email, I think maybe you were in the CC, or I'm not sure that you are not in the email, but if you can go through with the email, everything is crystal clear over there. I think you are in the email. Your name is Sandra, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
And the problem was that we sent back an email once. They said compliance would call us at 4, or they said compliance is available at 4 o'clock. To talk to us. Well, then we sent an email. Oh, let me finish, please. We sent an email back to Patrick and Max and said, who's calling who? What, you know, we got nothing back. And so I'm going, okay, they're just stringing us along as usual because we've been going back and forth. And every time we've contacted them, we have said, we want our money back.
I understand.
We want our money back every time. And again, we didn't get anything back saying they're going to call you or you have to call them at this number, nothing. So when I went out today, we got nothing back from them. So when I went out today, I was informed by the bank that my payment is due, went out there to pay it, and I'm going through my charges, and I see that, and I go, well, I'm going to dispute this because they have ceased talking to us now.
I totally understand.
I mean, what else could we think? Yeah, no, but what else could we think when we ask, okay, how is this communication going to happen, and nothing comes back?
Mm-hmm.
What did you expect we would do? That's what I'm asking you. What did you think we would do at that point? Just say, oh, well, it's only $7,000? I don't think so.
Yep.
So I disputed the charge because we have been asking for this money for the last minimum of 2 weeks.
I understand, but Senga, with the email I have, you know what, the person is quite simple. On 9th of November, I have you did response of my email, and on the same day, I have shared an email with you that my compliance team, if you can go through with the email, I have sent you an email that my compliance team is available for discussion with you on Tuesday at 4 p.m. EST on November 11. I have mentioned the same to you that my compliance team is, on November 10th, I have mentioned with the email that my compliance team is available. On Friday, I have mentioned this thing because Tuesday I have...
I understand that that it's been told to us twice, but we sent back an inquiry. How are they going? Are they going to contact us? Are we supposed to call them? Is there a number? And we heard nothing.
And
nothing.
You have sent me an email today, and I can see that you have sent me an email that are you people going to call me, or I am supposed to call you? I can see that email in front of me, but I have replied. I was a little bit occupied with some work and already I had this skill because you know what I was supposing that you already had this thing in your mind that your call is scheduled for Tuesday. And there's the reason I was just a little bit occupied with some work. Monday is quite hectic for us to manage everything. And there's the reason I just got the time and I replied to you with that apologies for the delayed response. Your call is set up with the compliance team for tomorrow, 4 p.m. EST, and they will call you directly. I have even sent you an email. You can go and check your email. I have already sent you an email. It's been 1 hour that I have sent you an email, but I just got to know that a dispute is set for against this payment. And you know what? This is something quite difficult even for me to face. So that's the reason that I just call you, that we already mentioned everything, that we are going to have a call with you for tomorrow. And that's why I have
If you
to
tell them that, that's all you need to do then.
Still your call.
If you've told the bank that, if you told the bank that you have scheduled a phone call with us and we know about it,
yes,
they know about it.
So can you just do one favor for me, that if you can, call your bank and tell them that I already had words with the company and they are going to call me tomorrow to process the refund, so you can pay the amount and then we can, by tomorrow, we can process all the refund to your account. So meanwhile, it won't be like a bad image.
I can tell them to put a hold on it, but I'm not going to drop it until I see my money.
You will
or they see the money.
By tomorrow, this is my promise, that you will get a call from my compliance manager and she can sort out everything and she can directly forward the refund money in your account. And just for the sake that you just need to proceed everything by tomorrow, because call is scheduled and everything else aligned. But you just reached your bank and they just disputed this case, and that's the reason I'm just calling you, that can you just do me this favor, if you can just repay the amount and by tomorrow you can get this money back into the refund process scenario. Can you just do this for me, please, so that it will be easy for
I will try.
You just only need to reach your bank and you just need to repay the amount, because you know what, truly speaking, this is something that is on my head, and just I have quite difficult for me to face something in front of my management. This is the reason, because I have mentioned everything over the email, and with due respect, I'm just asking for you to ask your bank to repeat this amount, and by tomorrow, you already have a call scheduled with my manager, and then she can help you out to proceed the refund smoothly. You know what, this bill might take me lose my job, and this is why something quite, if you can understand my scenario, that's the reason I can just only say to you, if you can just do this favor for me, tomorrow my compliance manager, Samantha, she's a really nice person, she already know everything about this case, that what promise we committed to you, and what we are not able to fulfill to you, and even on that day, she told me that she's a quite busy person. Sometimes she did not manage to come to the office, and that's the reason she's not available today. But she told me that I will call her tomorrow. So that's the reason. If you can just call your bank and tell them to repay the amount, and we can have a discussion by tomorrow, and she will present the refund to your account. I just need this favor from you.
I will try.
I'm just going to wait for your call. If you can just go and call, can reach your bank, or is it possible for
you? I'm not going to do it now. It's too late.
I'm sorry?
It's too late in the day. I will do it in the morning.
Yeah, sure. This thing, if you can just do in the morning. So, you know what? This is something that can help me out. I'm just looking forward to this. This is the one thing that I'm just favored. I'm asking for you to do this. And by tomorrow, 4 p.m. EST, you will get a call from a compliance manager, and she's going to refund. You know what? Because the refund process is quite different. We have to take the days, and then we have to transfer the money in your account, and then we will share all these things that, yeah, we're going to share the refund slip with you, that the refund is processed. But you know what? Reaching to the bank, and so this is something can... I'm in a really dangerous situation right now.
Okay, I understand your issue. Can we stop this conversation now?
Sure. I'm just looking forward to, because I'm something positive listening from you tomorrow. If you can just do this thing in the morning, so it will be really nice and really appreciate that from your side.
I said I would try to do that. I will talk to the bank. I will try to do that. I have no control over what they will do. All right.
You can just talk to them.
Their issues.
I know they can directly proceed if you need something from our side. So you can just call me or email me so I can help you out with this.
Okay.
Thank you, Sandra. Thank you so
We're
much.
We're done.
Thank you. And by tomorrow.